John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This Saturday night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45, Tom Shalhoub will be at Punchline Philadelphia, but right now he's on the phone. Hey, Tom.
John, thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. It's great talking to you. Call back again. No.
Last time I was in Philly, you took me and Jim Gaffigan out for cheesesteaks. It was the best late-night meal of my life. You know, I thought of you when I was coming back to Philly.
And that wasn't any cheesesteak. That was that $100 cheesesteak from Barclay Prime. No, I didn't pay for them.
Wow. Was it gold-plated?
It was a gift from Stephen Starr, and that was the only thing that was missing from that cheesesteak was gold-plating.
It had foie gras in the middle of it. Ooh. Foie gras.
Nothing makes a cheesesteak better than overstuffing a goose. Let me ask you something. You know, here we are. We're just coming out of Memorial Day weekend, you know, and everybody's feeling all nationalistic. And you believe that there is a better way to solve this country's problems, and it's with mean dads?
Yeah, mean dads for a better America. That's my book just came out on paperback.
Uh-huh.
I had a mean dad, but the guy's still alive. What am I saying?
Okay.
My dad was, he was mean. I was scared of my dad. I grew up in the 70s, and dads were scarier then. You know, my dad was like Darth Vader with a Boston accent.
Okay.
He said, get in the car. You had to get in the car. So we're missing, you know, we can't be mean anymore. I try to be mean to my kids. I can't. I want to go back to the old way. I want to be a mean dad.
Now, how would mean dads help us?
Your kids will learn from a mean dad. Like, I was on the playground with my daughter, and there was another boy. They were playing on the jungle gym, and they started going bang, bang, back at each other, bang, bang, bang.
Right, right, right.
And the New York dad runs over to the boy. He says, Dean, no gun. And my daughter, she climbs down off of the jungle gym. She walks up to the dad, and she holds up her fingers, and she says, it's not real.
How did you handle birthday parties, Tom? I'm curious. Steve and I here on the show, we have one-year-olds. I'm dreading, you know, the down payment on my house for the birthday parties that follow the first one.
The best thing you can do is go to a jumpy house or a bouncy place or something, you know, they have, because it's going to cost you money, but it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. But when I was growing up, I was telling my wife this the other day. I said, you know, we only got one birthday in our life. My wife was like, what are you talking about? I said, my mother said, no, this is too expensive. And back then, birthday parties weren't, you know, as expensive as they are today. She allowed us to have one birthday in our life. I got mine when I was five. And then a couple of years later, I was like, am I going to have a birthday? And she said, you had yours. So that's the way they dealt with it.
No, we were talking the other day. I mean, when I was a kid, a birthday party was open up the garage door, buy a cake, thank you, we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's riding horses. You got the, you know, I mean, these bouncy houses are pretty fun, but it's several hundred dollars on the low end.
Tom, I had 100 people at my house for my son's first birthday.
You did it in your house?
Yeah.
What, did you have to hire Elsa to sing Let It Go?
That's usually a bonus, actually, for the adults there, because she's usually hot.
Dave, it's a costume and a wig. Hey,
I'll take what I can get at a kid's party.
Yeah, but if you hire Elmo, you know, he comes in. Those guys are from the hood. Those Elmo.
Well, Tom Shalhoub is playing this Saturday night at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com. The show's at 7:30 and 9:45. Thank you so much, sir, for getting up, for talking to us this morning.
John, thank you so much.